From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Missouri is poised to carry out its sixth lethal injection execution this year. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
Roderick Nunley was sentenced to death along with Michael Taylor for the 1989 kidnapping, rape, and murder of 15-year-old Ann Harrison in Kansas City. Taylor was executed last year. Nunley confessed to his role in Harrison's death and pleaded guilty in 1991 in hopes of avoiding the death penalty, but he was sentenced to death anyway. In later appeals, Nunley's attorneys argued that he suffered from a dependent personality disorder, that his judgment was impaired by cocaine use the day of the murder, and that prosecutors in Jackson County had a history of racial discrimination in seeking the death penalty. His current attorney is also appealing based on secrecy surrounding how the state gets its execution drug. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Missouri Department of Corrections is converting a Kansas City Prison Release Center into a new type of facility. The newly named Kansas City Reentry Center takes the place of the Kansas City Community Release Center, which for years released several hundred parolees daily into downtown Kansas City. Beginning next month, the building in this city's West Bottoms will become a minimum security prison, housing inmates nearing parole. The Kansas City Star reports the downtown council complained for years that too many high-risk ex-offenders on parole supervision were streaming into downtown from the release center. The council worked with the corrections department on the prison transition. Under the new program, inmates are expected to stay there about 6 to 9 months until they find housing and jobs. The Missouri Ethics Commission has found that lobbyists likely broke state laws requiring them to name lawmakers they buy meals for. The commission issued letters of concern to 7 lobbyists this past week regarding a Texas steakhouse dinner with legislators. The lobbyists were among 15 who split a nearly $5,700 dinner bill for about 40 people, including 5 Missouri lawmakers, during last year's annual American Legislative Exchange Council meeting. The group provides model legislation for conservative lawmakers. The commission says the Missouri lobbyist improperly reported the meal as being bought for the General Assembly, but not all lawmakers were invited. The Ethics Commission says the lobbyist believed all legislators had been invited and later corrected the report to list the expenses as going towards individual lawmakers. A 43-year-old Columbia man has pleaded guilty in federal court to robbing 6 banks. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Sean C. Becker pleaded guilty yesterday. According to a news release from the U.S. Attorney Tammy Dickinson, Becker carried out the robberies between November 20th and January 3rd. Becker faces up to 20 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000 and restitution for each of the robberies. Authorities say Becker went into each bank and would give a teller a note demanding different amounts of money before fleeing on a bicycle. Becker was arrested after a teller at the 6th bank recognized him and activated a silent alarm. He was apprehended about a quarter mile from the bank as he was walking to a parked vehicle nearby. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.